when using the word poison, would you say poisonous or poison?
Oh, I'd say it was poison. I'd probably say if I wanted to use that term, it was poison. I wouldn't say poisonous.
Mm-hmm. And the place where they grow, where they get the maple syrup from trees and in the maple
grove.
You have a hard maple tree around here? Or?
Yes,
maple.
We have a hard maple, soft maple, sugar maple. I don't know the difference between them, though, except that the sugar maple is the one you get the good sap from that you can make maple syrup from.
Now, did you ever, somebody said, ask you a question, you didn't know whether you could go or not. You said, well, I'll have to ask my...
mother?
Or...
parents?
Mrs. Kipping. I'd have to ask, what'd you say, my wife?
Oh, my wife, yes.
Would you ever call her your, would you say, I have to ask the missus?
Well, people from Pennsylvania often use that term. I never use it because my wife objects to it.
She wouldn't call you your mister. She wouldn't say, I have to ask my mister.
No, she certainly would.
Or my man.
No, she'd probably say, if she went, she'd say, I'd have to ask my husband.
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is known as...
widow.
And you have a mother and a...
father.
And what did you call your father?
I called him, mostly called him Paw, P-A-W.
Mm-hmm. And your mother you called...
M-A-W, Ma. However, my kids never use those terms.
And your Ma and your Pa were your...
parents.
And what did you call your grandfather and grandmother?
Grandfather and grandpa and grandma. I had to stop and think. It's so long.
Uh-huh. And a couple might have a son and a...
daughter.
And the daughter's not a boy. She's a...
girl.
And you push a baby around in a... you know what?
Either a baby buggy or a baby carriage. I think we call it baby buggy when... our kids were small. That is, I mean, when my brothers and sisters were small and I had to push them around, I was the older. But later we called it carriage, I think.
And another word for a woman who attends at the birth of a child?
Midwife.
And a boy has his father's eyes and his father's nose, his father's mouth. You might say the boy certainly...
well, I'd say he looks like his father. Some people use the word favors, but... I don't like that term because it's favors has too many different meanings.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say takes after him?
Well, not for his looks so much. If his mannerisms were like his father's, even then I would say he acts like his father, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You ever say he's a spitting image of his?
No. I never use that term.
Okay.
And I haven't heard it used very much.
If you had, say, three children you saw from babyhood to adulthood, you might say very proudly, why, we...
raised.
And Bob was this tall one year and this tall the next year. You might say Bob...
grew.
And you might tell him, and my, how you've...
grown.
Do you ever have a name for an illegitimate child, a special name around here?
Well, I don't think anything but bastard.
Mm-hmm. And how about the, if you had a, no, she's gone, you had a tomcat and you didn't want him to be a tomcat anymore.
Well, you'd say you cut him.
What's that? I'll catch up with it later. Skipped over at the time. Your sister or brother might have children. You might have a niece and a...
nephew.
And the person who is officially in charge of a child, who's to guard over him.
Guardian.